It's your girl, Queen Sunny Honey, and welcome to another edition of Freedom Friday. That's right. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. We are the Knowledge Station. Today's topic is names. That's right. What's in a name? Previously, I was on another podcast by the name of Aunt Mary's Niece, and she delved into the topic of etymology. And today we just want to get a little bit deeper, yes, because we are the Knowledge Station here with CRS, Caribbean Radio Show. As most of you know, I live here in the Middle East. And for those of you who are new to the show, I'm originally from South Carolina, USA. So coming up in the United States, everyone who looks like me as a person of color that was black had a last name that was not connected if they came over during a certain period of time in America. Let's just be real. So exploring the names and origins and connectedness of family names has always been just as much a hobby of mine, a deep yearning, as much as collecting currency with black faces all over the world. Living in the Middle East, my students, each of them have their father's name as their middle name. So it's so easy for me as an educator to tell the kids in class, well, Abdullah, do I need to call Kareem? Because it's on the roster. The notion that I know the father's name of each and every child is also an homage to the availability of the father in the family, which bases on just studying names and importance of family is really unique for me. It's a great experience. So then the last names in the Middle East have A-L, Al, and then you'll have your last name. So I would be Al Shannon. And that would represent the family name. What I love the most, honestly, about being in a culture that has a representation of majority married and fathers actively involved in the children's academic life more than the mothers, because it's not a free educational system, is to be able to tell the children in class, put some respect on your name. You know, when Birdman said it, it resonated with me, and it still does in the classroom when the names represent part of the kingdom of wealth in every country. Like, every family has a history of, like, who run it? Like, you remember when my family ran this country? That's the way, or, you know, your family would just have this big story. You're in the history as well as ownership of businesses. You would have a car dealership that would be like Honda Al Shannon. So everybody with that family name would actually, they could shop anywhere they want to go, but there's always an option for every single thing. I don't care if you're in the mall, you know, there's so much into the business and the family name when I say put some respect on it. So yes, in the Middle East, your first name is something that represents the family strong. So if you are Abdullah and your father's name is Kareem, and then it's Al Shannon, you know, I put my last name on that. But of course, it would be something from the origin, the Arabic background, the Middle East. Not really Arabic, because if you've listened to my episodes, you truly understand the Aboriginal people in the so-called Middle East. This is just an extension of Africa, because they're so black, and I love it, I'm home. So name origins and seeing those things that in our genetic code, as we do these genetic swabs and we're looking back, you know, that name, what's in a name? Is a name important? I was talking to a gentleman from South Africa whose name is Brian. And, you know, I put that face on, like, man, what's your real name? What's your Aboriginal name? And so he told me the South African tribal story for his name. There was another name which translated, he said, to Brian in English. But, of course, the first name was the Aboriginal name. His second name, because their Christianity is, the name is Judas with an S. I was like, Judah with an A? He was like, with an S. And how he got the name was back during the apartheid, when his father went to, you know, be a part of the movement, and therefore had to deal with the law, and the lawyer was a Jewish lawyer by the name of Judas. When they discovered that the wife was pregnant, they said, the lawyer said, name the child after me, he shall be a lawyer. So that's how he got his name, the same way in, you know, in American culture that someone, you know, is popular, like, oh, my best friend, like Michael Jackson and Paris Hilton's mom were like, ooh, first person, a baby girl is gonna name Paris, and that notion of what's in a name. And then he had his tribal South African name. So looking into South Africa and just talking to someone and exploring name etymology, I realized it wasn't just as strict as it was in the Islamic names, as it was with the fusion of different cultures. South Africa represented names differently for me. Now let's go to India. Come with me. And as we go to India, we want to actually pray for those people. If you've been watching the news, you can see where COVID numbers are is taking out a lot of people, and they're a huge population there. So we want to pray for, you know, them to have everything that they need for healing and But I want to talk about names. Baby, people in India will have a child almost 1 year old with no name, and it's so beautiful. This is a culture that looks at the attributes once the child arrives, studies the child. Yes, this child shall be calm. And that's really, really unique. And some African cultures are similar to that of India, whereas not necessarily once the child gets here. But I was told by a Kenyan man once that when it came down to names, it would go to all of the pregnant woman, the wife, not pregnant woman, let's go correct. She would go to the aunts. And by the time she went to visit you, let's say you're the aunt, if God had already shown you through dream, like how in the South we have dreams of like fish stories, who pregnant, you know? If God had already revealed to you the name of the child, upon visit, after she sat, had tea, you know, chop it up, there would come a time before she leaves and she would look at you and she would ask, do you know the name of my child? And if you did not have this message, you know, you would be honest, and she would, you know, still enjoy that visit with you going to the next aunt. But then when she came across the aunt who knew, that aunt would tell her, that ancestor that came back, the name of that child, it would be guaranteed, I tell you, in their dreams, that it would be the name of someone, not a made-up name, not a name from a Bible, a Quran, but truly a name that's from your family, of an ancestor return. And then aunt would reveal that. So we've gone through parts of the Middle East, South Africa, India, and Kenya today. Are names important to you? Think about someone that you named or you're a godparent for. Think of the person who named you. Yeah, think of the person who named you. And if you're not connected to any other culture, think about what it took. Were they thinking when they created? Were they thinking of themselves? Were they thinking of you? And is a name truly important? You notice that as we grow in culture, people have changed their names to ancestral names or gone through naming ceremonies. Is a name important to you? Are there just certain people that you just don't rock with? You know, like if you met one so-and-so, such a one, and then years later you met a whole other person with the same name, and for some reason you tried to get along. Ooh, but it didn't work. Is a name important? When we look at where names come from, let's look on a historical timeline just for a minute. So in 1865 in the U.S., slaves, Africans, brought over as human cargo, just to be precise and exact for those. They gave their children names, and their last names were coined as a business, property of. 1869, the university that I graduated from, Claflin University, just 4 years after that, opened its doors. From 1869 to the 1900s, this is where my actual grandparents, not my great-grands, but my grandparents, because my mom was born in 1930s. So my grandparents were born in the 1800s. During this part of this timeline, this was the first time that it was legal for them to have marriages. So the last name was not as important, because this is too early on that you could have made up a whole last name. So the majority of people kept the business name. But Black people in America, I tell you, are some creative. I love my people. They begin to do fusion, like how you have fusion foods and you're like, ooh, salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion. So they put Essex and May. Essex May. Lou married Ann. Baby girl Lou Ann. That's right. Henry married Etta and had a girl named Henrietta. These names, Willie with May, having Willie May, for a certain timeline for Black history, this allowed our ancestors to kind of double dutch and say, hey, once Willa May had another daughter named Wilhelmina and had a son named Willie, and it kept on the family name of her father, passed on from her father, unbeknownst to our people, connected to a diaspora. They self-heal, self-govern their own names. And I know in most comedians today, they like to laugh, or all of us have had times, you know, where we laugh about those old names. But when we just look at the importance behind a name, the origin, the roots, the culture, it's time for us to honor the legacy that we've come from. So if you got your Thai Quasias now, because you know Quasia and Thai got together, it might be because she didn't have a father in the home to know the Willie and the Willie Mae, and that got lost in a legacy of loneliness, ignorance, deprivation of knowledge. You see, when I entered corporate America many moons ago, I noticed two things on the shelves of the HR department. in New York. They had a Zodiac book. So you're telling me that's important for your business. Okay, note taken. And I knew that there was extreme prejudice with names. It was just an understanding, unlike any other country throughout the world, where your African name, no one else would be hiring you other than you're just not denying you a privilege because of your name. No other country can I think of that corporate America said Bob or Keisha, Bob, Robert, or Tyrell. Like an algorithm that opted people out of opportunity who had gone through a path of education, a mentality that equal opportunity was available to them, and, you know, just a thought that whatever was written in the Constitution during a time that they were considered human cargo was now actually going to be theirs. What's in a name? Have names kept people out of doors? Have people who've had certain names just used the acronym, the first letter of the first and the middle name? And some of the greatest lawyers I know from back home. Thais, yes. It was like, nah, I'm TK Holmes, attorney at law, you know. What is in a name? Is it important? Are there certain names that don't sit right with you? Of course, for me as well. I have my own story of just a timeline of life of coming across a name that is the following letter after my letter. I'm a letter S. Why must that T displease me? And each time I come across this name, I give an authentic attempt to not bring over anything from the other person that carried the same name, and genuinely try and humbly, epically learn lessons through failure. It's sometimes those names, when you look at the science, it's a vibration. So the same way that you could be lactose intolerant, and I may not be, it's a vibration for each of us. When we are with high frequency, people with higher vibrations, what does that look like? Okay, people who consume less animal products, because I live in a world where like 70% of India doesn't eat, and I live around India, everywhere around me, eat the meat. So, and the cow, wow, just the lighter the foods, the lighter the vibration, the lighter the frequency. Because I'm an English teacher, you know, you have TR, TH, SH, ST, you have not just the first letter, but just certain vibrations and frequencies of just saying someone's name that resonates with who you are, because you are a name as well. Understand that in the science of things, people have changed their names. I had my name changed when I was born accidentally with my mother's first husband's name, and that did not sit right, and my name had to be changed. It was coincidence. But legally, there's a vibration that happened that would not, that my parents had to immediately correct it. There are people that I know that vibrations through science, they just, man, when I marry, I'm putting a hyphen on it, I'm keeping my name. There's a certain vibrational energy that you would have with that woman. If you felt like she was just going to drop her name, she's like, no, I'll put you at the end, but this is just going to be a first name, middle name, and two-part last name. So, you know, I never took the time out until now to ask men how they felt about that name change, or the woman who does choose to drop her name or her reasons when she marries, that's really a name change. Look at the credit. Look at the business side. It is a name change. And at the same time, you're not escaping the O, because if you marry debt, you inherit it with that individual. So the names, they can switch their names up on you. Growing up, I was called by so many names. Anybody know my name? Say my name. Say my name. If you listened to me in radio when I was a teenager, you knew me as Boosha. That's right. It was an opportunity to work at radio. I was young and I took up French in high school. So la bouche, mouth. So I was like Sabusha. And you know, because it's Anita, but the Sa. And everyone just called me Boosha. But before all of that happened, before the teenage years, I had another name. This story was coincidental. My mother took me, I was a Girl Scout, and we had a week-long camp, Camp Congaree. Mommy dropped me off to pick me up at the end of the week. I was the only child that was black. And for some reason, when they called the name on the roster, they renamed me. Instead of Sunita, we'll call you Sunny. And being a child amongst adults, I just looked and smiled. But honey, I forgot all of that. You could call me Sunny, honey, Queen Sunny, honey. Look at it carrying over today. But here's a tragedy. Yep. Tragic comedy. Ida May came to pick me up at the end of the week. As this woman, God bless the dead. Oh my goodness, my mommy had me at 50 years old. So when she came up to the camp and asked for Sunita, they were like, oh, we don't know Sunita. You know, she had been suffering with dementia since I was 5 years old. So for her to make that trip, she would usually not make long trips by herself or be out after sunset. But I looked out the window and saw Mama walk from the office to, because I was hiding out, back to the car. I saw her question herself. That wasn't right. Although I was hiding, I came out. And, you know, she couldn't just drive off with me because this was camp. And there's little people in their little sweat sock leggings come running down the hill. Sunny! Sunny! My mother looked me in my eyes. Ooh, my tears were like boiling. The waters in my eyes were boiling. That's what she gonna give me. She's like, Sunny! Excuse me, ma'am. You have to sign her out. So my mother looked at me. She's like, Sunny, for real? Well, I brought Sunita here and I'm leaving with Sunny. Are you my child? And on that way home, I wasn't able to explain to my mom the renaming of me that week, that the name, my name Sunita, which is Hindu for beautiful character, that name that represented the Beyonce of India, yes, the hottest singer in India is named Sunita. I could not explain that the most powerful, powerful politician in India, her name is Sunita. But I, as a child, for someone to just rename me for what was comfortable for them, I couldn't explain to my mom what that was. Only now in my, call it with age or wisdom, do I look back and really grasp what it was like for people to come initially off the slave ships and have their name stripped, or for the Native American students that I taught that were Navajo and Apache and you know, to understand that struggle to keep their names. When they attended Christian schools, child, I worked at one that was a boarding school. So the history had shown us that that trail of tears, if you survived at the end, your Aboriginal name was taken from American soil records and replaced with that of your captors. And you were given the religion. So names and religion are absolutely connected. Names and culture are totally connected. Names and marriage are fruitfully connected. Is your name important? Why did you name your children those names? Who named you? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Freedom Friday. This is your girl, Queen Sunny Honey. And until next time, do bye-bye, boo.